Hello, and welcome to The Natural Life with Dr. Sam. Each week, I will be providing educational medical information on how your body functions and ways to take care of yourself naturally and holistically. For the coming on of winter follows the diseases of summer, and the coming on of summer removes those of winter, wrote the father of medicine, Greek physician, and philosopher Hippocrates in 400 BC. Breathing colder, drier air changes how the immune system functions and its response to infection. With colder weather starting to move into the Butte area, let's explore the workings of the immune system. The immune system has an important role to play. It protects your body from harmful substances, organisms, and cell changes that can make you get sick. It is made up of organs, cells, and tissues that work together, such as the spleen, lymph nodes, thalamus, and bone marrow. When the system is working smoothly, you do not notice that it's there. But with a slight change in performance, you can get sick. Substances that your body has never encountered before are more likely to get you sick. Some will only make you sick the first time you come in contact with them, and then you will not experience the symptoms again, such as with the childhood disease chickenpox. However, if you have gotten the chickenpox vaccine, you may have never experienced this disease, but your immune system did. The main goals of the body's immune system are fighting tiny invaders called pathogens, such as bacteria, fungi, parasites, and viruses, and removing them from the body, seeing and destroying harmful substances, and fighting disease-causing changes in the body, such as cancer cells. The cells of the immune system are always waiting for signals to go into battle. When pathogens are detected, messages are sent out warning the body to attack. These pathogens have antigens that attach to special docking sites on the immune cells, and this then causes a series of immune response. The immune system has many cells for it to work properly. The B cells produce antibodies that bind to the antigens and destroy it. Each B cell has a specific antibody, such as the one that produces antibodies to the flu. Memory B cells remember the antigen that attacked the body and helps fight off new attacks if you get the same infection or a slight variation of it. Helper T cells tell B cells to start making antibodies, or tell the killer T cells to attack. Killer T cells destroy cells that have been infected. There are three ways to get immunity and to adapt to infections. The innate immunity is for general protection and uses the immune cells, natural killer cells, and phagocytes to fight infections. When we are born, our bodies have some form of passive immunity. We have borrowed from another source and it lasts for a short time. For example, antibodies from a mother's breast milk helps give temporary protection to the baby from disease. Adaptive or active immunity gets developed throughout our lives. When exposed to a disease and sometimes getting sick, the immune system learns how to fight off the disease. The next time the infection invades, our body is ready to battle quickly to produce antibodies to prevent infection and illness. When we give our bodies the proper environment to function, our immune system has the ability to fight off and prevent illness by itself. This has been The Natural Life with Dr. Sam, brought to you by KBMFLP Butte. As always, when it comes to your health, you reap what you sow. Until next time, best of health, Butte.